Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses on the principle of seva as intrinsic value of Indian culture, calls upon volunteers to contribute to nation building for betterment of society. Centre launches nationwide 100-day TB eradication campaign to make country TB-free by 2025. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar calls for more innovative and participative diplomacy to resolve global conflicts. Syrian rebels launch operation to encircle government-held capital city of Damascus after seizing nearby towns. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol survives impeachment after ruling party boycotts voting on motion in parliament. And in World Chess Championship, 10th game between Indian Grandmaster Domma Raju Gukesh and China's Ding Lijian also ends in a draw in Singapore. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on the principle of seva as an intrinsic value of Indian culture. Addressing the BAPS Karyakar Suvarna Mahotsav in Ahmedabad virtually today, Mr. Modi called upon the volunteers to contribute to nation building by achieving resolutions for the betterment of society.
Hamari sanskriti mein seva ko sabse bada dharma mana gaya hai. Seva parmo dharma ha. ये सिर्फ शब्द नहीं ये हमारे जीवन मूल्य है सेवा को श्रद्धा आस्था और उपासना से भी ऊंचा स्थान दिया गया है कहा भी गया है जनसेवा तो जनार्दन सेवा के ही बराबर है
The Prime Minister said that today India is working towards the goal of development by 2047
आज भारत 2047 तक विकसित होने के लक्ष्य पर काम कर रहा है अगले 25 वर्षों की देश की यात्रा जितनी भारत के लिए महत्वपूर्ण है उतनी ही बीएपीएस के हर कार्यकर के लिए भी अहम है बीएपीएस कार्यकरों का ये सेवा अभियान इसी तरह निर्बाध गति से आगे बढ़ता रहेगा
Mr. Modi highlighted the contribution of BAPS in spreading the cultural and spiritual heritage of the country on a global level. The Prime Minister also applauded BAPS' efforts to evacuate Indian nationals during the war in Ukraine. Nearly 1 lakh volunteers from 30 countries across the world are taking part in the event. President Draupadi Murmu today laid the foundation stones for different projects, including 3 railway projects worth 6,294 crore rupees in North Odisha, connecting Kendujhar and Mayurbhanj districts. She also initiated projects for a tribal research and development centre, a 52.4 crore rupee 100-bed hospital and development project for upgrading Dandabosa airstrip at Rai Rangpur in her home district, Mayurbhanj. The new railway lines are Bangariposi to Goru Mahisani, Badam Pahada to Kendu Jhargad, and Budamara to Chakulia. The new rail lines are expected to greatly enhance connectivity, stimulate economic growth, and improve the living standards in the region. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today said that no stone will be left unturned to achieve the target of a TB-free India. Addressing an event after launching the nationwide 100-day TB eradication campaign from Panchkula in Haryana, he expressed confidence that the TB eradication program will prove to be a milestone in making the country tuberculosis-free by 2025.
End TB summit, which was done in 2018, उसमें हम लोगों ने एलिमिनेशन को 2025 साल रखा गया स्वास्थ्य विभाग ने पूरी तत्परता के साथ इस एंड टीबी के प्रोग्राम को लड़ाई लड़ी टीबी मुक्त भारत को प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी का जो लक्ष्य है उसको पूरा करने में कोई कसर नहीं छोड़ेंगे और सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट गोल्स के पहले उसको हम पूरा करेंगे
The Union Minister said that TB patients are receiving the benefits of Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. He said TB patients are being given 1,000 rupees per month. The campaign has been launched in 347 districts of 33 states and union territories. The campaign will focus on detecting TB cases, reducing delays in treatment, and improving treatment outcomes, especially in high-risk groups. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country's fight against TB has got stronger with the launch of a special 100-day campaign with a focus on the high-burden TB districts. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India is fighting TB in a multi-pronged manner with doubling the support to patients, Jan Bhagidari, newer drugs, the use of technology and better diagnostic tools. He appealed to all to come together and do their bit to eliminate TB. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the second pre-budget consultation with various farmer associations and leading agricultural economists in connection with the forthcoming Union Budget 2025-26 in New Delhi. She also held consultations with the stakeholders from micro, small and medium enterprises. The meeting was also attended by Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Secretary, Secretary Deepam and Secretary Department of Economic Affairs. BSP Chief Mayawati has accused the Samajwadi Party and the Congress of being silent on the issue of atrocities against Dalits. In a press conference in Lucknow, BSP Chief accused both parties of promoting infighting between various Muslim sects and of ignoring the plight of Dalits who constitute the majority of the Hindu population in Bangladesh. She particularly targeted Congress and said that a large number of Hindus are facing atrocities in Bangladesh and most of them are Dalits, but the party remains silent on their plight.
वहाँ इनका शोषण हो रहा है तो विपक्ष की मुख्य पार्टी कांग्रेस पार्टी चुप है और अब वह केवल मुस्लिम वोट के लिए संभल संभल चिल्ला रही है ऐसे में बीजेपी व उनके नेतृत्व में चल रही केंद्र की सरकार अपनी जिम्मेवारी को आगे बढ़ चढ़कर निभाए ताकि शोषण का शिकार हो रहे दलित वर्ग के लोगों का वहां और ज्यादा शिकार ना होना पड़े.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar has emphasized the need for a more innovative and participative diplomacy to resolve global conflicts. He pointed towards negotiations rather than continued warfare in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Dr. Jayashankar was speaking at a panel discussion on conflict mediation in a new era at the Doha Forum 2024 in Qatar today.
We have always held to the view that this war is not going to be solved on the battlefield. At the end of the day, people are going to return to some kind of negotiating table, the sooner the better. And our effort has been to facilitate that to the extent possible.
The minister spoke about India's balanced role in the Russia-Ukraine conflict and expressed support for the global south affected by rising costs. He described India's role as a facilitator of dialogue representing the interests of over 125 countries affected by the conflict's economic fallout. He said India is making diplomatic efforts to engage with leaders from all sides on the issue. Dr. Jayashankar highlighted the significant impact of regional instability on India's as well as global interests.
There is a larger regional instability which is actually growing month on month. It is impacting as a country on that side of Asia. We are feeling the impact of this in shipping costs, we are feeling it in trade disruptions, we could see it in radicalization. So today, instability anywhere actually is a source of concern.
The 22nd Doha Forum began today with the theme, The Innovation Imperative. The event brings together over 4,500 participants from more than 150 countries. Syrian rebels have reportedly launched an operation to encircle government-held capital city of Damascus after seizing the nearby towns. The spokesperson of the rebel coalition led by the Hayat Tehrir el-Sham group said the final phase of their operation to encircle Damascus has started. However, the Syrian Defense Ministry denied that their forces are withdrawing from the Damascus region, accusing the rebels of spreading panic. The advance comes after Syrian rebels took control of the southern cities of Dara and Suweida, with the Syrian regime continuing to pull out troops from areas across the country. On the western edge of Syria, rebels are speeding towards the major city of Homs, where residents are fleeing ahead of potential hostilities between the anti-regime and the government forces. India has advised its nationals to avoid all travel to Syria until further notification in view of the prevailing situation in the West Asian nation. Travel advisory has also been issued by Russia and the United States for their citizens. Jordan's Interior Minister Mazen Faraya has announced the closure of the Jabir border crossing with Syria due to security conditions in southern Syria. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol survived an impeachment motion in the opposition-led parliament after members of his party boycotted the vote. The motion was brought by the opposition over the president's attempt to impose martial law earlier this week. For details, we have a desk report.
Impeaching President Yoon Suk-yeol required support from two-thirds of the National Assembly or 200 of its 300 members. However, walkout by the governing People Power Party from the National Assembly deprived the opposition of the votes needed to remove the president. The opposition parties who brought the impeachment motion had 192 seats, but only three politicians from the ruling People Power Party participated in the vote. The motion was scrapped without ballot counting because the number of votes did not reach 200. President Yoon declared emergency martial law in an unexpected decision on Tuesday night, but subsequently lifted it hours later as the opposition-controlled parliament voted to reject it. Earlier in the day, in a televised address to the nation today, the South Korean president issued a public apology ahead of the impeachment vote, promising to face any legal or political consequences and pledged that he will not order martial law again. Swati Rakheja, News Desk.
Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal has said that the Wave OTT platform of Doordarshan will provide wholesome and healthy entertainment for all family members and also help the public broadcaster to extend its reach to a larger audience. During his visit to Doordarshan in Ahmedabad today, he emphasized that the Wave OTT platform will not only cater to new content but also offer an opportunity for viewers to enjoy old, classic and popular programs of Doordarshan.
दूरदर्शन ने अपना ओटीटी वेव्स अभी लॉन्च किया है उसका मुख्य आधार है कि हम एज ए पब्लिक ब्रॉडकास्टर साफ सुथरा मनोरंजन आम जन को देना चाहते हैं और इसमें खासियत कई हैं पहली बार किसी ओटीटी प्लेटफॉर्म पे न्यूज़ चैनल्स को भी जोड़ा गया है बच्चों के लिए गेम्स का प्लेटफॉर्म भी इसमें जोड़ा गया है और कई प्लेटफॉर्म जोड़े गए हैं और इसके साथ ऐसे प्रोग्राम दूरदर्शन के जिसको देख के हम सब लोग बचपन में से बड़े हुए हैं हमारी यादें उसके साथ जुड़ी हुई हैं ऐसे सारे दूरदर्शन के पुराने कार्यक्रम इस ओटीटी प्लेटफॉर्म पर उपलब्ध हैं
On to sports. In the World Chess Championship, the 10th game between Indian Grandmaster Doma Raju Gukesh and defending champion Ding Lijin of China ended in a draw in Singapore today. With a 7th consecutive draw and 8th of the match, Lirin and Gukesh are tied at 5 points each, while 4 classical games are left to be played in the $2.5 million prize money championship. If the match remains tied after 14 rounds, faster time control games will determine the winner. The 32-year-old Lijin won the opening game, while the 18-year-old Gukesh emerged victorious in the third game. In cricket, Australia continued to dominate the ongoing second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy against India at Adelaide Oval. The visitors were 128 for 5 at the draw of stumps on day 2, still trailing first innings total of hosts by 29 runs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses on the principle of seva as intrinsic value of Indian culture, calls upon volunteers to contribute to nation building for betterment of society. Centre launches nationwide 100-day TB eradication campaign to make country TB-free by 2025. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar calls for more innovative and participative diplomacy to resolve global conflicts. Syrian rebels launch operation to encircle government-held capital city of Damascus after seizing nearby towns. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol survives impeachment after ruling party boycotts voting on motion in parliament. And in World Chess Championship 10th game between Indian Grandmaster D. Gukesh and China's D. Li Jin also ends in a draw in Singapore. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.